got to me. Anyway, that was back in, 2000. And part of the program was on the top of the solid booster rockets they had in spacecraft, and that was under development. So Bush came along and canceled everything, but they didn't cancel the Orion spacecraft itself. And the new administration came up with the SLS system, Space Launch System. And let's put the Orion spacecraft on top of that. So, you know, they managed to you know, get by the skin of their teeth. But we'll see. You know, and all these things I was talking about have been under development for decades, you know, and tens of billions of dollars already spent on it. And in every state you have, you know, companies and, you know, private companies involved with the space program, and nobody's going to want to, you know, get their service, their businesses cut. I think it would be a political nightmare if this all came true. So I'm going to make a prediction that, you know, that this is all going to, you know, reverse. Hopefully. You know, like I said, this is for the budget of 2026. So hopefully this all gets reversed by then, which I wouldn't be surprised if it is. Anyway, back to you, Frank.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance that, you know, eventually sort of stuff will come back. The other thing they're not talking about is that the Chinese have apparently made a commitment to put boots on the moon by, I think, 2028 or 2029, I forget which year. And there's no way any U.S. administration is going to want to allow Chinese to put boots on the moon ahead of us, even if any program to do that has limited scientific and engineering value. So I think the idea is to cut I don't think I've heard this explicitly, my guess would be that the idea is to cut every other NASA program, put all the money into the moon program for the next couple of years, because, you know, even this crazy administration is not going to accept the Chinese beating us back to the moon. Go ahead.
I hope you're right, but I wouldn't bet on it. I just wouldn't bet on it. But, yeah, I did hear that. That is the goal. Let's take all the money and pour it into the moon and forget about everything else. Cut education, cut telescope work, forget about James Webb, you know. I really don't know. We're going to see. Interesting times. And I just think, you know, a lot of this is going to get reversed, you know, just from politics. You know, you can't cut these billion-dollar programs from different states, you know, deals with, I think I read sometime, 46 of the 50 states, they have projects going on everywhere. And, you know, what are you going to have? You're just going to have the Space Launch System for Alabama and Louisiana and Florida, and none of the other states are going to be needed anymore, you know. Of course, Texas, you know. So you have, what, 4 or 5 different states instead of 40 different states that are very involved with NASA. We'll see. Anyway, thanks, Frank, for adding your input. Back to you, Frank.
Okay, yeah, I think it's getting kind of late. I didn't really want to secure the net. So, 7-3. It's going to be interesting to see how this evolves. It's a very atypical administration that just likes to destroy things just because it looks good to people who don't know anything about them. Anyway, Cersei, have a good night. WB2BXO.
I concur 100%. You're right on that, Frank. Okay. With that, we'll be on tomorrow night, hopefully. Monday, 8:30. We have the club info net. We'll find out what's going on. Followed by Sloppy Chop with George, and followed by the radio news line. Last Wednesday we had the Nostalgia Net, which is very interesting, by the way. That only happens once on a blue moon, but you know, when they have it, it's really good. Anyway, over to you, Roy. ATTGSWS2N for the Space Net Report for the TechNet. Back to you, Roy.
AC2TS, thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do for the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it. I'm afraid, Paul, you're just going to have to bide your time and hold your breath for about 2 years until the Congress flips. Until then, it's going to be Three Stooges time. Anyway, thanks to everyone. Thanks for your participation. I enjoyed myself. I hope you enjoyed yourselves as well. Hope you'll join me next Sunday when we do this all over again. And as always, I'd like to remind you that the Dick K2RW, who ran this show for many, many, many decades, would end it with the advice to be kind to each other. That's always good advice. And I like to remind people of good old Epictetus. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So keep your mind open to new and interesting ideas, but not so wide open that you discount the vaccines and tell everyone to take vitamin A supplements and poison themselves in order to spare themselves from getting measles. Anyway, everyone, have a great week. Stay safe, be well, and try not to read too much of the news. It's going to be depressing. This is AC2GS, formally closing this particular episode of the Limark Technical Net, and I will be clear after I say Slava Ukraini.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
FlyMark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
FlyMark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.